It's an interesting time to be at the state capitol in Montgomery. A bevy of newly elected officials are setting up shop in this 160-year-old building. But as politicians come and go, one function of state government stays pretty much the same.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Ralph Ainsworth.
Bradley George.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Ralph Ainsworth is director of the state's unclaimed property division. We're down in the Capitol basement, where you'll find something that could be called the state's official lost and found. Unclaimed property includes stocks, bonds, and uncashed checks, as well as items from abandoned safe deposit boxes. All of it ends up in a safe here in the Capitol basement.
We're walking into the vault. There are all these cabinets, but I guess these are safes with double combination locks on them.
Safes, double combinations. So this is a bank safe. You've got a door that's, a couple feet thick?
Ainsworth walks me through the vault, where safes are embedded into the wall, arranged like cabinets in your kitchen. The vault's not too big. It's about the size of a small office. But it holds over $400 million in unclaimed property. And more comes in all the time.
Now, this right here is only partial property of one owner.
It's Natalie Rudolph's job to sort through the items that come into unclaimed property. Coins are commonly found in safe deposit boxes, like these Benjamin Franklin half dollars.
The dates are random, and they're all kinds, but there are a lot of them.
Rudolph will count all the silver coins and rebag them. Then unclaimed property will attempt to contact the owner through a last known address or probate records. If the owner doesn't claim the coins within 3 years, they'll be sold in an online auction. After handling so many coins, Rudolph says she might have discovered the key to personal wealth.
Maybe I need to start a coin collection, you know, just to see if I can come up with all of this.
The unclaimed property division recently received a large shipment from Regions Bank. Those boxes are stacked floor to ceiling in the vault, waiting for Rudolph and her colleagues to sort through.
Sometimes we get one box with one person. This right here is five boxes. It belongs to one person. All five boxes do.
Well, Mary Costello, if you're out there somewhere, this straight treasurer's got all five of your safety deposit boxes.
In addition to coins, the folks at unclaimed property also see a lot of jewelry, as well as guns and knives. Ralph Ainsworth says one of the more unusual items to pass through his office was a rock. Not a precious stone, just, you know, a rock.
I guess you'd consider it like a ballast, but it was probably a 30-pound rock. We didn't know if it had any value or not, but it went on auction. And, of course, auctioneers do a great job of creating excitement during an auction. So two gentlemen got into that auction bid, and at the end of that day, that rock had sold for, I believe, $700+.
Who knows how a rock ended up in a bank vault or why it brought $700 at auction. Unclaimed property also gets items that have more sentimental value than monetary worth. That includes photos and letters. The division holds on to those for about a year and a half. If no one claims them, they're destroyed. Military medals that aren't reunited with their owners stay in the vault. Eventually, Ralph Ainsworth would like to donate those medals to the state archives. He says every item that comes into unclaimed property has a mystery attached to it.
You know they have a story. You know they belong to someone who someone cared very much for. So we realize that so much of this property is sentimental value. When you open a box, you're going into somebody's privacy.
But the ultimate goal, he says, is to reunite people with their unclaimed items, no matter what they're worth. For WBHM, I'm Bradley George.